Han and Leia were alone in the cockpit, sitting together in one chair, watching the opalescent nothingness of hyperspace slide silently past. "You're in a better mood," Leia said.
"Talking to you, I guess,"
Han admitted. "How'd you know?" "The humming. You never hum."
"Humming?"
Han frowned.
"I'm not humming."
"Really?" Leia cocked her head. "It certainly sounds like you are." Han spun the seat around until he was facing the same direction Leia had been. Then he heard it, a faint, undulating purr.
"That's not me."
Han jumped up, dumping Leia onto her feet.
"It's a coolant line."
Han turned toward the back of the flight deck and started down the access corridor.
"Disengage the hyperdrive and do a slow cooldown. I'll see what I can find out back in systems."
The hum grew steadily louder as Han advanced. By the time he entered the main cabin, it had risen to an irritating drone. He met the rest of his crew and passengers coming the other way. Cock, Mame, and Miwa were wide awake, but still pulling on their sleeveless robes. Alima and June were both bleary-eyed and dressed in their sleeping shifts. C-3PO was also present, and, of course, fully alert.
"I don't believe I've ever heard the Falcon make a sound quite like this, Captain Solo. What is it?"
Boiling coolant,"
June said through a yawn. He stretched his arms.
"The hyperdrive must be..."
The bleariness vanished from the Celestin's bulbous eyes.
"Blow! The hyperdrive is overheating!"
A loud boom reverberated through the hull as the Falcon executed an emergency drop into real space. The drone in the coolant lines became a loud, bubbling hiss. Han pointed at June, then jerked a thumb toward the cockpit.
"Take the navigator station and get a fix on where we are. 3PO, take the comm station in case we need to send an emergency hail. Everyone else, with me."
Han led the way to the rear of the ship, then opened an access panel and peered in at the contorted tangle of valves and radiation-shielded conduits surrounding the unit itself. There was no need to ask for a thermoscanner to determine which lines were overheated. The lower inside conduit was bulging, glowing pale blue, and banging as if there were a profog inside. Han activated the lighting and crawled into the sweltering cabinet, then traced the pipe up to the dark nook where it passed through the flow regulator. The diverter valve was stuck half-closed, but Han could not see what had caused the malfunction, or why the sensor hadn't sounded an alarm.